This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says there will be no tit for tat after Russian diplomats were ordered to leave the United States. Putin said that Moscow would not expel U.S. diplomats in response to sanctions imposed Thursday by President Barack Obama for Russia's interference in November's U.S. national election. In a statement released by the Kremlin, Putin said, "We will not create problems for American diplomats. We will not expel anyone." Obama imposed sanctions on two intelligence agencies, expelled 35 Russian agents, and closed two Russian compounds inside the United States. At the UN, Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the compounds in New York and Maryland were vacation homes for diplomatic families, and it was cynical to kick them out at the holidays.
This is the time when the kids go to those two facilities. So to block our access to them just while the holidays were starting, to me was rather cynical. So here go their family values.
President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter Friday afternoon, "Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart." A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding Friday across most of Syria, but there were clashes near Damascus and Syrian government airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in Hama province. The observatory has not reported any casualties since the ceasefire began Friday. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes on Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following relative calm for 2 weeks. Multiple explosions were reported in different parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency Iraqi forces had also successfully disabled a number of bombs. The U.S.-led coalition admitted Thursday it may have killed civilians in an airstrike targeting a van full of Islamic State fighters in what was later determined to be a hospital compound parking lot. Residents of the Al-Sama neighborhood on the outskirts of Mosul were seen fleeing toward camps for internally displaced persons or other safe locations Friday as fighting intensified. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds for New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of a threat of terrorism in the wake of attacks this year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the traditional Brandenburg Gate celebration venue. Paris canceled fireworks at the Eiffel Tower again this year, but a display will be staged along the Champs-Élysées. That storied avenue has been fortified by armed soldiers and traffic barriers, and French Interior Minister Bruno Le Roux says extra security has been added for the celebrations.
C'est une occasion de dire ensemble que...
He said it's an opportunity for us together to say that people should come and visit our country to party and spend their holidays. We can guarantee the safety of our citizens and that of tourists. In central London, armed police will be deployed on board underground trains for the first time. New York City officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with loads of sand in Times Square to act as a protective barrier. The new year will also mark the end of Ban Ki-moon's term as UN Secretary General. Mr. Ban took some time Friday to say goodbye to UN staff and to thank them for their hard work.
There is not much for me to say. I have only just two words. Thank you. Thank you.
Ban's term ends on January 1st. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. And just before the close, markets are lower, on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average not able to break the 20,000 barrier. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.